All right, bitches. Welcome. It's halftime in the fucking Miami Heat Indiana Pacers game, June 1st, 2013. I'm here with
Mr. Dave.
Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave is not exactly focused, but I'm going to focus the motherfucker because we got some funny ass shit to play tonight.
Man, it's playoff time. I am focused. It's all about the team, man. It's all about family.
We got a couple tunes we're going to play for you tonight. It's been a while. I apologize. As we say on a lot of our podcasts, we still care. We still try. We don't pay the bills doing this fucking shit, but we keep making podcasts. So I know it's been a few weeks, but hang the fuck in there and always check back because shit is always going to be produced. All right. So all I want to do tonight, Dave, is I want to play some fun-ass fucking party shit. It's mostly like R&B fucking party shit. You want to hear some good shit tonight?
R&B party shit, huh?
R&B party shit. This isn't rock. I mean, you, me, Tony, Brett, always
give me some examples of what kind of music falls into the R&B party shit category.
I don't know, man.
I've never heard of the R&B shit category. The R&B shit. No.
Well,
fuck. I'm sorry. I'm high.
That's all right.
Damn it.
Remember how back in the day when we were younger, Terrence Trent D'Arby was considered like R&B, fun, rock. No, it wasn't even rock. It was just party shit. Remember that? Do you remember Terrence Trent D'Arby?
So that's R&B party rock.
I don't know. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Right? But I don't know.
That's a good example of R&B.
Right, right.
Party rock.
I don't want to play Kendrick Lamar. I don't want to play Kanye West. I don't even know what the fuck R&B is these days, right? But there's some shit out there that people call contemporary R&B.
Right.
Right? And I've just been listening to it lately, and I want to fucking share that with people. Because you and me and Tony in particular, we want to play Japan Droids, McCluskey, Black Keys, White Stripes. I mean, we like rock. I love Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk. I don't like the new Daft Punk album very much. But I love, like Tony always says, Paul, you like rock with your electronica. He likes rock with his punk. You like rock with your reggae, right? But we always gravitate towards rock.
I agree. It's good to mix it up.
Yeah.
Do you know what the name of the song of the Daft Punk released?
Fuck, I don't remember.
I heard it once, and I couldn't believe it. It wasn't very good, man.
It was, Get Some or something like that?
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah, it was.
And it said, like, Get Some, like, 400 billion
over
times.
And over again, and my 7-year-old daughter was singing it in the car. And
it wasn't super horrible.
But I was listening at like a pop station, and I didn't even know who the fuck it was. And then I realized afterwards that Daft Punk. And I don't want to do a Daft Punk conversation tonight. I'm going to save my brain cells, the few remaining, for that shit later on. Let's get the fuck into something more important.
Well, we got to get back to R&B, party rock.
Listen to this shit. There is shit so serious going on out there that I want people to be aware of. There are soundtracks to movies that are sharing with us incredibly brilliant songs. My example, Fast and Furious 6 has a soundtrack. And I think you ought to hear Mr. Chicken by Deluxe. So I want you to cue that fucking shit up. And we're going to hear right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Good morning, ladies. Today we'll be having a delightful piece of deep fried chicken. And later on, you're going to hear, your dog is a rag, it deserves to be dragged. Saw you eating fucking shit. You must have thought it was chocolate. Let's just listen, shall we?
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Suck. Suck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. This is Deluxe. Off the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. Enjoy, bitches.
All right, man. This is some good shit. We're rolling up in here now. Did you know?
You're a disaster. You're one stack of laughter. Your dog is a rag. It deserves to be dragged. Saw you eat your fucking shit. You must have thought it's chocolate. Take it as a sign. Maybe you want to
win. Drop your ass on the floor. Look, it's sparkly, shiny whore. I'm wasting ink and paper for your fogly mother lover. See you on the dictionary. That shit's just functionary. My spit is your rain, dumping on your brain.
Oh, chicken, the chicken.
Oh. This is good shit. I don't know if this is really R&B or not, but it ain't rock. But this is what I meant by party R&B.
This is party rock.
You put this on a party with 20, 30 people hanging out in your apartment or something, and people are tapping their foot, they're asking more chicken wings and shit. This is just good shit.
This is going to get people fired up.
I hope so. Oh, yeah. And it's by Deluxe. Who's Deluxe? I don't know. Some chick who's on the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack, bitches. Big girls blouse, all your ears fully aroused. It's a bit of pill to swallow, even though the words are shallow. It's the chicken, it's the chicken that we fry, fry, fry. It's the chicken that we fry and deep. It's the chicken, Mr. Chicken that we fry, fry, fry. Mr. Chicken that we're frying deep. There's not a lot going on in these lyrics, you know, but they're awesome. Chicks sat in my lap right now, I would embarrass myself.
Did you know that?
What?
Did you know?
Did you?
That's why, man. Oh, you knew that. I knew that, Chip. Come on, chicken. I really am suddenly hungry for this fried chicken. I don't know why. I'm really hungry.
All right, baby. All right. That is Mr. Chicken by Deluxe from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. All right, so I've been listening to this shit all week.
Okay, so wait a minute. You can't just pass by Mr. Chicken.
All right, well, what about it? I mean, what do you want me to talk about? Fried chicken's awesome.
It's awesome.
I know. Who the fuck doesn't like? Name anyone you know who doesn't like fried chicken.
But you said it's from the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
That's all I know. No, Fast and Furious 6. Okay. Do you know Fast and Furious 6 just came out and it's getting rave reviews? Deluxe.
Deluxe?
Yeah. Look it up, bitches.
It's the Check Cashing Corporation.
Oh, my God.
When you buy checks, you get deluxe checks.
Really? That's it? It's a sponsorship. It's this chick named Jessica down the street who works at the Deluxe Corporation.
Right.
And Deluxe was contacted by Warner Brothers Studio, and they said, we got a new movie coming out. We want you to sing a song about chicken. Do you have any hot chicks who can sing?
But did you know Deluxe sponsors Music to Swear By?
No. Deluxe, like the checks?
Music to Swear By, brought to you by Deluxe Corporation.
Bitches.
Hey, hey, hey. Break a doom, bitches. Yeah.
All right, look your own shit up. This ain't fucking NPR's All Songs Considered. You want to get a little more in-depth, listen to that shit. But you ain't going to find the fucking 8th track on the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack on All Songs Considered NPR. Dickheads. So anyway, all right. There's nothing planned here tonight, Dave, seriously.
No.
So,
I wasn't kidding. This is the first live...
We ain't editing this
version
shit.
Version of Music to Swear By.
It's halftime of the Heat-Pacers game, right? Game 6. It's right. June 1st. And we said, fuck it. Let's just play a quick fucking podcast here. Get this shit out. Usually, folks, it takes us a while to edit our shit. We get drunk as fuck. We get high as fuck. And we got 2-3 hours of content. And we fucking boil that shit down to like 36 minutes. You all know, for our loyal listeners, for our fucking 400 listeners in China,
yeah.
People know, when most of our podcasts, if you look, they're like 35 to 42 minutes. We try really fucking hard to get it like that, right?
But we edit the fucking shit out of it.
We edit the shit out. We've never gone live. We're not a fucking radio station. We're not live.
We don't always edit it. Leave entire conversations
unedited. Yeah, yeah. No. When we say edit, is we cut major fucking shit out. Like, we might have like a 20-minute conversation about Ozzy Osbourne. That's fucking pointless. And when we're sober 9 days later, or 3 days later... We agree this is horseshit.
But this is the reason we haven't published
very often lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's too long. It's too time consuming right. with new jobs. So we got to come up with the new ways to do this shit. So right. here we go.
So we're giving it a shot here. So and
you said you brought your shit. You have another song?
Yeah, I got another song here. So that first song was fun, right?
Very good song.
Yeah, thank you. But this is legit, man. All right? The next song, the next motherfucking song.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Do you love fried chicken?
I love fried chicken.
But do you know why?
Do I know why? I don't know. It tastes fucking good. I don't know. What do you mean?
I love fried chicken. Do you know why?
No, I don't know why. Why do you love fried chicken?
I don't know. I'm just fucking around.
All right. Give me a second here. I guess maybe we'll have to edit a little bit. Shit, the song's coming up.
No.
We got a pre-cute. We got a pre-cute here. All right, hold on. I'm scrolling through my iPod. Thundercat, bitches. All right. Oh, shit. Whoa. It's X. S-H-E-I-T. All right. Oh, what? Shit. So,
start over.
All right. So I say we move on. And I want you to hear a dude I've been totally into called Thundercat.
Thundercat,
right?
Okay.
All right. Thundercat is an R&B musician who's into lots of drugs.
Right.
He's totally cool with smoking weed. He takes ecstasy. He admits it, right?
His
lyrics are strange. The bass lines are thick as hell. He's funny. He's out of New York. And apparently at South by Southwest, there are like 500 people that went mental. Nobody knew who the hell the guy was, but all these people that cluttered there or clustered were all from New York, and he's got this huge following.
Big hit at South by Southwest.
Yeah, it was a big hit at South by Southwest. And his dad...
It takes a lot to get noticed there.
I know. His dad apparently was a drummer. Everything I've heard is his dad was a drummer for Diana Ross, The Temptations, and Gladys Knight. And this fucker is just doing weird R&B shit. And he wore a full knight, that's with the K, knight's outfit on stage like chain metal and everything.
Wow.
And had feathers and some hat he was wearing. He's a total fucking nut job. Listen to this shit. And I say we mostly just chill. And we're going to just go out. There's no go out song. We're just listening to this shit for 4 minutes or so. And since you're high, tell me what you think, bitches. Or bitch. Should I also comment that this is the first fucking song he's released from his June 4th release upcoming album on Tuesday? We get this out before June 4th. We're actually, for the first time ever, maybe in the podcast, fucking playing a song that hasn't been released yet, or from an album that hasn't been released. This is real shit. This is 2013, June 2013. This is relevant fucking shit.
Well, we don't publish often, but we bring it for you.
I'm trying, man.
Way to go, Paul. Did you hear that bass out of it?
I don't know if that's... Did you hear that? Oh shit, I'm fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh shit,
I'm
fucked up. I don't... I've been listening to this over and over again, and I don't know if it's a human playing it or if it's electronic. What's that? That's amazing bass. Here, I'm on ecstasy, he said.
She
said, oh shit, how fucked up.
Did he already say it?
Yeah.
You missed it? Okay.
Fuck, no, I heard it, I repeated it, but you're high, you didn't hear me even repeating it.
No.
You want to rewind it?
No, it's a time warp.
Alright. I don't know if he swears again, but I swear to you, I was talking to you because I have repeated. He said, "Oh shit, I'm fucked up."
Oh, two. He said, "Fuck
yeah,
shit."
Yeah.
Hey, way to go.
Because he said something like, "I feel
ex-." Is this Luther Vandross Jr.?
Yes, it is. Yes, with the cock, with the cock in his mouth.
Tell me his name again. Since I'm
high. This is Thundercat.
For the audience.
Thundercat. I don't remember the actual human being's name.
Thundercat is the name of the band. Or is it a pseudonym for some fucked up guy? Thundercat.
B.
Yes?
But, so, Thundercat is married to Lana Del Rey, who is...
Lana Del Rey?
You never heard of Lana Del Rey?
I have heard of Lana Del Rey.
So, Thundercat is married to Lana Del Rey, who is Kurt Cobain's daughter, Bean Cobain's best friend.
Well, that's just amazing!
So, anyway, there you go, motherfucker. That's it. That's Thundercat and Mr. Chicken by Deluxe. You can all suck it. If you don't like this podcast, you can fucking email Tony at musicswearby@gmail.com and you can fucking type shit in and fucking send it to us and we won't read it. We won't respond to you, so you can fucking suck my ass. You got anything else to say, Dave?
Well... There's only one thing to say.
What's that?
Pardon the profanity.
No. Fuck y'all, bitches. We'll be back again with another show. Keep listening. Thanks. Good night.
Paul.
Yeah.
Why do Minnesotans like to go ice fishing?
Ice fishing? I don't know why.
Holes.
Oh, God.